So there are a few things we need to know about. If you are going to handle client funds, if money is going to come into your firm and you're going to handle client funds, you have to keep those in a separate account. It's an IOLTA, interest on lawyer trust account, is what that stands for. And you are holding money in trust for your clients. You do not pay the light bill out of that. You don't pay salaries. You don't pay your credit cards, anything like that. And I say that and you kind of chuckle a little bit, go, who the hell would do that? I only ask that you volunteer to serve on a grievance panel. And you will find out the number of people in our profession who are not educated about the do's and don'ts of handling clients' funds. So it is something that if I don't care if you're a solo practitioner or if you're in a large shop, you must have an IOLTA account if you're going to accept those funds. And so any funds that come into your firm that belong to a client or other third parties may have an interest in it, you must put it in an IOLTA account. When you disperse funds, when you get the case settled and you know everybody who's going to get what, you have a written client closing statement, you write checks from that IOLTA account to the client, to your law firm for fees and expenses, to the health care providers that need to be paid back, to Medicare, Medicaid, Crime Victims Fund, short-term, long-term disability, any of these other folks who have an interest. But that's the vehicle through which that money flows, okay? So just let's make sure that we understand that's the way that's got to work. Now, I know about that because I've got my own law firm, and I'm acutely aware as the managing partner about that part of it. There are folks who work in larger plaintiff shops that there's administration that takes care of that.